somebody comes to your website and they automatically leave. That's terrible, right? That's something called bounce rate. Hi, I'm John Lincoln, and today I'm gonna tell you what bounce rate is and how you can deal with it on your website so that you can get more conversions. So what is bounce rate? Well, bounce rate is basically the percentage of people that come to a page and then automatically leave, and they don't go to another page on your site. So let me give you a real world example. Say somebody Googles for something like SEO reporting. They do a search for SEO reporting, they come to our page, which ranks really high, and then they automatically leave. That would be considered a bounce. And a bounce is not always something that's a bad thing. In some cases, certain industries and certain websites have a much higher bounce rate than others. Let me give you an example. Say that somebody is doing a search and they land on the site and they find the exact information that they're looking for and then they leave. You actually kind of served the user correctly there and they got what they wanted and they got in and out. The issue is that bounce rate can be something that can be an indicator of a poor business model. So when somebody comes in, they automatically leave. In many cases, they don't actually complete a transaction. They don't view as many ads as you would like. They don't leave their email address. They don't put in a lead, right? So bounce rate, when it's very, very high, and usually the higher the bounce rate, the worse it is for the website, can be an issue. So next, we're gonna talk a little bit more about bounce rate and what you need to know for your site. So first, how do you find your bounce rate? Well, the best way is to go inside of a tool such as Google Analytics. And they're gonna tell you your bounce rate overall for the entire website. They're gonna tell you your bounce rate by your source, by your medium, by your individual channel. You can look at your bounce rate by your location, by the device that they're on. If they're on mobile, if they're on desktop, you can look at it by browser, you can look at it by landing page. You can even look at it by the source of traffic that hits the landing page. So you can slice and dice bounce rate in a whole bunch of different ways. And that's pretty important, right? Because bounce rate from a certain area could be much higher than another area. For example, maybe you only serve the United States, right? Your company only serves the United States or the UK, but people are coming to your website from all over the world. They come in from India or they come in from France. In that case, those people might come in and then automatically bounce once they realize that you don't serve their region. So bounce rate in all analytics in general, it's very important that you keep in mind context. Individual landing pages might have a higher bounce rate than others. If you have a page that just gives somebody a quick answer, somebody might come in and automatically leave. If you have a page that has in-depth information and then offers a guide, that might make it so that somebody doesn't bounce and it increases your pages per visit, right? So in some cases, you'll see that a lot of big news sites, they do things intentionally to reduce their bounce rate. And usually when you're looking at a news site, they're looking for things like time on site, they're looking for things like pages per visit and the amount of sessions, because based off of that, they're able to serve more ads and make more money. So for news sites, in a lot of cases, they are serving similar articles. So it might be like a widget that comes in, or they might have a sidebar where it's like the top articles of the day so that you continue to get more visits. So they want to keep you on the site as long as possible. So just a little bit of context around bounce rate. In general, the best way to figure it out, you go inside of Google Analytics and you look at it for your overall website and you try to use your own kind of individual review and ideas on the website. Is this too high? Is it too low? And then when you look at the metrics based off of the individual demographics and the content on the page, does that make sense? Okay, so what is a good bounce rate? Well, for retail sites, usually it's between 20 and 40%. For a simple landing page, like a pay-per-click landing page or a service landing page that's just meant just to run ads to, usually a bounce rate for that is between 70 and 90%. Now for a portal website, so somebody who's coming in and then logging into something like maybe AOL and they're going to their email, even though AOL is like the oldest email ever, or Gmail and they're going to their email, the bounce rate for something like that is usually between 10 and 30%. For self-service and FAQ type of sites, the bounce rate is usually also between 10 and 30%. Now for content type of sites, the bounce rate is usually between 40 and 60%. So if you're doing content marketing, 40 and 60% is about right. For lead generation sites, the mean is about 30 to 50% as far as your bounce rate. For general reference, anything over 80% is really bad. Anything 70 to 80% is okay. Anything 60 to 70% is also okay. Higher than that's like still kind of bad. Anything, you know, in the 50% range is a little bit better. Anything lower than that, you're generally in pretty good shape. So that's just kind of a general metric scale to think about. Okay, so we talked about some numbers. Now let's talk about what actually causes bounce rates. Okay, number one, slow load time. If your web page is taking forever to load, then people are gonna leave. So make sure you've got a fast page. Number two, inaccurate titles or descriptions. So if somebody does a search for something, they click on it and then they come in, or they click on an ad and then they come and hit the landing page, if wherever they came from doesn't match the landing page, they're gonna bounce, right? So need to make sure that the customer journey is seamless, and whatever caused them to come to your site, they see it when they land. It meets their expectations. If you've got a bounce rate below 20%, there's a really good chance that you've got an improper analytics set up. So that happens a lot. Sometimes there'll be like two instances of tracking code on the page or something, maybe it's through Google Tag Manager and on the main site. In some cases, an improper analytics setup is gonna make your bounce rate look really low, and you're gonna feel so good about yourself. You're gonna be like, I have the lowest bounce rate. You go tell all your friends, but really, if they're gonna know that just your analytics is broken. So make sure you check that. Item number four that causes a bounce rate to be very high is an unmobile friendly site. If your site's not mobile friendly, people come in, they're coming on their phone, it's a desktop site, it's like a whole site squeezed into a mobile phone, they're gonna bounce. So make sure that you take the time to have a mobile ready site. That's important for so many different reasons. I'll make sure to leave a link in the bottom of the video to a bunch of videos that I've done on getting mobile ready and mobile conversion rate optimization and things like that. Item number five, maybe your page isn't engaging. Maybe your page doesn't have a good design. Maybe your page doesn't have good copy. Maybe the people just get there and they're underwhelmed. So make sure that you've got a great web experience. That's gonna be important for bounce rate. So how do you improve your bounce rate? Well, the first thing you wanna do is examine your target audience. And one of my favorite things to do is an analytics audit. So we'll go through a client's, all their analytics, you know, from the location to every single landing page to every single source and medium to the languages that they speak, you know, what cities are they in? And based off of that, you can do a pretty good job of building a persona and or, you know, that exact type of person that is coming to the website. And then based off of that, you can deduct things like what type of color scheme do they like? What type of images does this person like? You can build a web experience that's really gonna match what the persona is looking for. So that's a really good place to start. The second thing is kind of on the lines of what I just said. You got to check every single traffic channel. So, you know, what I do on a daily basis is I look at, is the traffic up this day from the same day last week? And what are the traffic channels that are driving the most traffic? What is every single source of traffic coming to the website? And then where does it hit the website? What is the specific landing page? And then what is the metrics associated with that, one of them being bounce rate. So by doing that and going through piece by piece, you can really kind of improve that experience. And it's not just gonna help your bounce rates, it's also really gonna help your conversion rates and your sales, right? Because those things are all tied together. So highly recommend you do that. Okay, next item, make sure you include relevant links and suggestions. So, you know, I really like to build out hubs of content on the internet. So you kind of start with something simple and maybe a call to action, depending on the type of page. And then as you go further down, you make sure that you're catering to every single thing that the user wants, right? There might be FAQs, there might be facts, there might be figures, there might be blog posts. Build up as much as you can around the topic. And then by doing that, you're gonna make sure that you give the user what they want. They're gonna click to other parts of the site, they're gonna explore the website, and then that's really gonna reduce your bounce rates. Okay, so the next item is have a call to action. I have a couple clients who have come in recently, and you know, they've been working with other companies for a long time, and they didn't even, you know, have a call to action that's above the fold. So don't be afraid to put a button in there. If somebody's on the page, they're usually there for a reason. So make sure to give them an option, something to come in so they click on it, and they get some type of conversion or go to another page, and that's gonna reduce your bounce rate. Okay, so bounce rate's a really important metric. It varies based off of the type of website, as we found out today. It varies based off of the demographic, it varies based off of the landing page. It's different for every type of business, but you should always be working to improve it. So that's it for today. Make sure to like and to comment and subscribe. And I really appreciate you guys coming by. I can't wait to see you for the next Ignite Visibility University. Have a great day.